This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
My name is Mark S.
I'm Ellie R.
My name is Irving B.
My name is Dylan G.
And I have, of my own free accord,
elected to undergo the procedure
known as severance.
Awesome.
I give consent for the Lumen Corporation
to sever my memories between my work life
and my personal life.
I acknowledge that once the procedure is complete,
I will be unable to access my personal memories
whilst on Lumen's severed floor.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila, and Arvin. So we threw back yesterday to Ben Stiller's first time behind the camera, really, as a film, as a feature film director. And now we're talking about a TV series that was mostly directed by him, and that is Apple TV Plus's Severance.
So I'm going to say straight up that this was actually one of my most surprising TV shows of the year so far, and one that I think I'm going to be thinking about for a while. I went into this not really knowing very much, except that Adam Scott was in it. And then it's basically ended up being probably one of the best things I've seen so far this year.
I just want to say that, and like initial thoughts, I like the show. I like the show a lot. It's so well done. But it should have been an episode of Black Mirror, ideally, for me personally. Or at worst, maybe a 3-episode miniseries. Because I think like turning this into a 9-hour-long episode run was a test of patience and a test of focus. And I think that it took away from my enjoyment of the show. So that's just like initially. I liked it, but I think it could have been way shorter than it was.
Yeah, it is a slow burn. Individual episodes are slow burns. So the pace of the thing, I think it's worth saying outright, is slow. By the way, I forgot to say, we were slow to get to it as well, because this is a Stuff We Missed episode. It did come out for a little while now. I think the last episode premiered more than a month ago. So yeah, if you've seen it, then talk to us about it. But if you haven't yet, then consider this our recommendation, because I liked it as well, but with some caveats. So Severance is more or less about a group of workers, with one in particular, Mark S., played by Adam Scott, who undergo voluntarily a procedure known as severance, which in essence separates their minds and memories between work and whatever happens after or outside of 9 to 5. They work for a mysterious company named Lumen, who invented this technology. They go down to a basement every day as their severed selves, where they're completely different people who don't know anything about who their quote-unquote outies are, the people who severed them in the first place. And they do mysterious work involving cataloging scary numbers.
That's actually a really good summary of the show. I wanted to say that I completely understand why you said it'd make a good Black Mirror episode, because it starts off as one of those things, right? Like, there are particular kinds of sci-fi films or shows that entirely rest on one concept. And in this case, it's what if we didn't know who our non-work selves were, right? And that's really the premise onto which this whole thing is built. I will say that because I watched it as it was, as each episode was dropping, that this is a much better show to be watched one episode at a time, with a week or even more than a week's break in between. Because you're right, every episode is like long and dense and slow. Each episode has particular things that it's interested in doing, and it kind of monomaniacally focuses on that one thing. And 9 episodes of that back to back, if you binge it, is really a slam. Like, I think it's actually a really difficult show to binge. But if you had the experience of watching it one episode at a time, then you get to engage a little better with the kind of stuff that I did, which is like every week there were these theories coming out about what's actually going on at Lumen, who's this person really? And I thought that was really fun. It's been some time since I watched a show that generated this kind of speculation and this kind of fan theorizing.
I mean, this is really like prestige at its best, right? It's such a prestige show. It has the budget of something you'd see on Apple TV Plus. It has that sort of look and feel and aesthetic, the budget, the money that goes into something like that. It has the cast. Everything feels of a piece. Like, it's so aesthetically pleasing to look at, you know, the visual set pieces, all that stuff. But I'm also, just going back to what I said earlier, I'm willing to bet that the sort of the stretch is going to be a challenge for a lot of people getting into it now, because we're so used to binging things. If we have 9 episodes, then it's difficult to break that up in 2 pieces. And I don't think people are going to watch it week after week. And I think that's a huge factor going into whether you're going to be able to stick with this show or not. Because if you're watching 2 episodes at a time, then it's going to be a very long, slow burn 2 hours of your day. And I don't know how many people are going to be able to have that sort of attention to keep it going. It does pay off. I will say that it's worth putting your time into. But it is challenging, just to reemphasize.
I think it's challenging also because while we don't know exactly why, they're the team of macro data refiners. And there's a lot of pleasure to be had in the dark humor of the show as well, because I don't want to make it sound, and the next thing I'm going to say is actually going to make it sound a lot darker, but I don't want to make it sound like it's all darkness and horror and a long slog. There's a lot of, if you've been working in an office for a long time, there are a lot of specific things about the way that the office is run at Lumen outside of the crazy sci-fi severance thing that will be very familiar, or, you know, the bugbears, I suppose, that emerge in the course of 9 episodes. You know, that stuff is really, really funny. But I think part of why it's difficult is because outside of the white walls and the very, very clinical setting of the Lumen office of the macro data refiners, we only have Mark S's life. In the outside world, he's Mark Scout, and he is a widower who lost his wife tragically in a car accident, and that's what precipitated him deciding to do this. All well and good. He is so sad. He is so sad. And we spend like 30 to 40% of our time with him through the run of the season. And he's difficult company. It's not because of Adam Scott, who's amazing. It just has to do with the fact that, so on the one hand, you have this increasingly psychotic, unhinged stuff going on inside an office. On the other hand, you have a very slow, sad, widower kind of drama.
No, I agree. In fact, for the first few episodes, you know, like some TV shows, there are certain parts where you just wish would hurry along. And not because, again, they weren't good, but the parts that were Mark's real life were probably the parts that I found the most difficult until things started precipitating and accelerating a little bit more. So I completely get it. Maybe I think the reason I enjoyed the show so much was it did remind me of a time when TV shows were only one episode a week. And you kind of had time to live within the space of the show and then have time to think about it over the course of a week. And I think it's great for stuff like that. I love the aesthetic of the show as well. I love how different the world of The Office and Lumen looks compared to the quote-unquote real world outside. And there are like reams and reams written online about from the show's designers about how they picked what people wear and what colors to use and how to decorate the office. As you can tell, I really did fall down a rabbit hole with the show. And all of that stuff is so interesting. And even within the office and how the different departments have different looks and vibes. And I think, for me, the world that you don't know as much about, which is the world of Lumen and The Office, was infinitely more interesting than the real world.
So, but on that note, right, like just sticking with the aesthetics, I have issues with shows or movies that sacrifice basic common sense for aesthetic and vibe. And this show does that a lot. Like I couldn't exactly understand why anyone would give up or sever half of their psyche or give up half of their lives to be in Lumen. Because it's not like, what is enticing about this office? It doesn't look good. You know, it looks sterile.
I assume a very high salary and a deep sense of trauma in your real life.
But they don't show that.
And also, you never know what you're signing up for, right? Because none of the outies know the job they're signing up for. They only know that it is a job.
But like they speculate, right? So
yeah,
because they speculate, the innies speculate about what it is that they might be doing, and it ranges from cleaning up the sea to murdering people, right? To like sending drones out to murder people, because what they actually get, the actual work, is a scrolling bunch of an amalgamation of numbers that they then have to corral off and dump into specific boxes, and that's it. For a while, I didn't understand what the job was.
And you get a waffle party if you do well.
Or finger traps, or, yeah, you know, just any number of things. But yeah, I was thinking about that too, and I've come to the conclusion that it must be the salary. I mean, aside from the fact that Mark is a very, very sad and saddened person who's looking for some sort of relief, it must be money, right? That must be it.
I mean, I thought about the money, but then I thought, they're not showing the money. So none of them live in like big houses.
They live terribly.
Or, yeah, yeah, yeah. So they don't have like fancy cars. So I don't know. Like, why would, yeah, I don't know. The logic of them giving up so much of their lives to be in this company that looks like this, by the way, that has no windows. That thing didn't make much sense to me. And it was a problem.
So I think that actually a lot of it has to do with how the show sets up the fact that literally no one knows what happens inside Lumen, right? Mm. And the main push, and again, they're actually quite clever in that they only show this to you through Mark's lens. Like, in Mark's world, you understand why he would want this. And that's because of trauma. And as the show goes along, because I don't want to give away what the other characters do or why they would do this. As the show goes along, I think you either buy in and therefore you understand why these others are doing it, or you've checked out because the show is too long and draggy anyway. And so the whole thing falls apart.
Well, my thing with Severance is that it shows what it wants to show of its hand. And I think that that's a consistent thing. Hmm. So it doesn't care if you question. But the point is, you know, in very oblique ways that Lumen is basically the, you know, the owner of that town, right? Like everything in that town is owned by Lumen, which is not an uncommon setup in small towns. And so I think that that alone is enough for you to somewhat understand how it is that things function. And after that, beyond that, what exactly is happening, even within the walls of Lumen, some incomprehensible things happen. Sometimes they don't explain it. And I think that they're just hoping that you'll go along for the ride. At least that's what it seems like to me.
Have you guys seen Homecoming on Amazon Prime?
I listened to the podcast.
I kept on thinking about Homecoming when watching this. And the reason I brought up that thing about, you know, like common sense and why would anyone join this company is because of Homecoming. Same slow burn, same sort of aesthetics, but it deals with vets or people who used to be in the army who want to get over their PTSD and their trauma. And the way the office is designed, I can understand why they would join an office that looks with this tropical decor and stuff, because it's like I would be in this experimental program if it means getting over my trauma in this office that looks very, very nice. I contrast that with Lumen, and I'm like, no one would join this company. Like, from the outside, this thing looks really sterile and creepy, and I'm not like, no, thank you. Like,
I think there's a part in the show where Mark says something along the lines of, after my wife died, I couldn't function at my job. Hmm. And I wanted to be somewhere during the day where I couldn't think about my trauma. And for me, I think that was enough. But yeah, I get it though. Like, the show really does expect a huge amount of buy-in from the viewer. Because even the things that happen in the office, you go episodes without things being explained.
Buy-in, or for you to hate the experience of work enough that you identify. No, but truly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You could read it as a wider allegory of work and, you know, giving up half your life to work. Because when we said that earlier, like, who would give up half your life? I'm like, all of us on any given day. So, you know, maybe not in Lumen per se, but, you know, it is also trying to draw that kind of analogy. So I suppose there is that.
Wait, do any of us remember what we do on the outside?
Who are we?
What car do I drive?
Inni Arvin, we don't ask these sorts of things. Arvin, why? Now is not the time. We're talking today about Severance, which we all like, albeit with some reservation. Would recommend, though. It's a very, very interesting show. Let us know if you have seen it and if you plan to. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
Do I know you?
My name's Petey. I'm from work.
So, we're friends?
I'm your best friend. Nothing is what they say. I used to think it would take a monster to put someone in a place like that office. Especially if the person was himself. If you want to know what's going on down there, you'll find the beginning of a very long answer.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila, and Arvin. Together, we're talking about Severance. We spent a lot of time talking about the company, so now we don't have that much time in the second half of the show. Let's talk about the cast, because we've talked about Adam Scott quite a bit, and we're making it seem like he's the biggest name that's actually, like, you know, on screen. But there's also, you know, just casually your John Turturro, casually your Christopher Walken, casually your Patricia Arquette. And so it's kind of a stacked cast.
Oh, I love the cast. I didn't say this earlier because it felt like I was front-loading how much I love the show. But I think the cast has a big part. It plays a big part in why I was willing to go along with the show. Because every episode, the interactions between them, Patricia Arquette's just like abject weirdness.
Her accent,
her crazy eyes. The relationship between Christopher Walken and John Turturro and how sweet and weird and cute they were. I loved everything about the relationships and the cast. And I mean, you mentioned the bigger names, but even people that I wasn't as familiar with, Britt Lower or Zach Cherry, who basically make up the other two who work with Adam Scott and John Turturro in this little office of hell. They're so good. I love the chemistry between the cast.
I mean, the casting choices, right, made me wonder if this was supposed to be. Is this a dark comedy? Like, can this be considered a dark comedy?
I think it has to be. That's the thing I was going to say, that aside from the cast, and I referenced this earlier, the stuff that's really weirdly familiar and yet deeply unfamiliar, a lot of it lives in the body actually of Trammell Tillman, who plays Seth Milchick, who is an unsevered employee of Lumen who's working on the severed floor and who's therefore kind of class monitor-esque, but also party manager, right? Like, he's both things.
With his trolley.
The egg station? Is that what it was?
The egg social.
The egg bar social.
That's what they called it. And you know, you have flashbacks of all these office parties that people have attended, you know, albeit not with eggs or just with melons, but like, this is something that they do. And he's very good, but also he's a good gateway to talk about how weird and funny the show is when it's not being dark and depressing.
No, I absolutely think that it's, I mean, again, we talked about Ben Stiller being the director, and I think that that also has a particular clue into why this film has this tone. I definitely think it's meant to be not funny, but humorous, black humor, certainly. The very existence of Rickon, who is this like writer and Mark's brother-in-law who writes the worst motivational philosophical stuff, is enough to convince me that we're not meant to take it all that seriously.
But also in the context of Severance, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
You know, yes.
When compared to the text in Severance. I don't think it's a spoiler to say that there is a season two. Apple TV Plus have greenlit a season two. Should there be a season two? Because I kept, I was assuming this was like a mini series or limited series, and I thought it was going to end at 9 episodes. I don't know where they can go from here, or I don't know if I want them to go anywhere from here.
So, okay. I think that the way that each episode ends on a cliffhanger and the finale is no different. So because of that, when it ended, I was like, a season two is something that I want. But I do also want there to be... So I don't have so many issues, oddly enough, with Lumen per se, like or with the way that Lumen is presented. But I think that the show has started to explore the outer limits of what it means to sever. In other words, you know, things like romantic relationships that happen when you're severed versus not knowing them at all when you're not severed. The idea that to resign or to retire is to die because the severed self doesn't exist outside of the company. Mm-hmm. But similarly, in terms of the conflict and push and pull between the innies and the outies, their conflicting desires, and how much harm or how much how far a company can push an innie when the outie has to nevertheless continue on with their lives, that stuff if they don't answer that, I'm not going to be satisfied, because at this point, the show is getting more and more extreme and it has to go there. If it doesn't go there, then I think, you know, at some point we're going to hit our limit with plausibility.
Like, do they have rights? Do the innies have rights?
So not just do the innies have rights, but how far can the company push those rights before the marks start to show on the outies?
Mm, mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think this first season had one of the best finales I've watched on a show. I mean, I clearly love this show, right? But I completely agree that if the second season doesn't do more to address the questions that it's already raised. And, you know, there's some indications that this is no longer about just the workplace, right? That it's extending into issues of agency and autonomy over your body and things like that. So if the second season, and quite quickly, I think, doesn't start offering up some answers, I feel like this premise is going to fall apart.
I was also thinking that I would like to see another office, another Lumen office somewhere else with different characters. So if this was like an anthology sort of show, then I think I would be a lot more interested. But yeah, I would check it out, but I'm gonna do the week to week thing when season two comes out.
I 100% would recommend doing week to week, even if someone's gonna start watching it now. If you can help it to not binge it, would really be my advice.
2 to 3 episodes at a time, I think, at most. And even then, I would say no. like I do think spacing it out is important, partly because, like we said, there's a relentless nature to this. And the moments of levity are very much there. But even then, they're dark levity, right? It's not the same as an out and out, ha-ha, you know, and a release of stress. It's a very stressful show. So, yeah, there is that.
There is a word for it, right? To like split episodes. You know, there's a word. What is it called? I don't know.
Don't know. It's hard to say.
It feels like a severed world that I'm no longer aware of.
Huh.
Who are we, the innies, to say anything at all? So, signing off as Lynn L, Sharmila G, and Arvin Y, we have been talking today about Severance. This is a Stuff We Missed episode because there's been a lot of content recently, and we did, however, want to talk about this as one of the more interesting shows that have emerged, I think, in recent times. So let us know, have you watched Severance? Do you plan to? Did you like it if you've already seen it? WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Write to us at movies@bfm.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.